Current account imbalances are not always a cause for concern. As a matter of arithmetic, they measure the gap between domestic savings and investment. The euro area is an economy with an aging population. It should save more than it invests. As a result, it should have a current account surplus. America's deficit partly reflects the more attractive investment opportunities available there than elsewhere in the world. Imbalances become more worrying, however, if they are larger than economic fundamentals might suggest, or financed by short-term inflows. The crises in the periphery of the eurozone were reflected in deficits caused by a surfeit of unproductive spending. But excess surpluses, too, can have drawbacks. The IMF reckons that the euro area's aggregate current account surplus is now stronger than would be justified by structural factors and the business cycle alone. Growth in the zone relies too much on that of its largest trading partners, including America. Were the investment projects at home, in German infrastructure, say, go unfulfilled. Surpluses also have political consequences outside the bloc. President Donald Trump sees Europe as a foe because of its bilateral trade surplus with America. He has slapped tariffs on European steel and aluminium and threatened them on cars. The European Union has retaliated. The two sides are negotiating, but trade tensions are likely to keep simmering.